back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Nick McNamara here. In studio with us, Manhattan Mayor Linda Morris, Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear. Now we're going to get a little into the upcoming City Commission meeting. That's tonight, 7 p.m. in City Hall. That's at Points Avenue, for those of you who are unaware. And if you can't make it out, you can also stream it online, cityofmhk.com/TV, or you can catch it on Cox Cable, Channel 3. Now, Mayor, there's a couple proclamations on our agenda this meeting. We have Mental Illness Awareness Week, as well as Fire Prevention Week.
We are committed to the mental health in this community. You know, there's we're a partner in helping and working with Pawnee Mental Health to develop a stabilization center. And so this Mental Health Awareness Week is another effort to call attention to mental illness overall. And so it's a pleasure to always cooperate with community groups that want to bring attention to their nonprofit, obviously, nonprofit organization. But I'm familiar with Morningstar. That's a more of a peer-to-peer organization for folks who have had mental health issues and how they work with each other and help each other. And it's largely a very quiet, they don't have big announcements. They just work with each other and try to make their lives better. And the second proclamation is Fire Prevention Week. And Ryan Courtright, who is the Deputy Fire Marshal with the City of Manhattan, will be there to accept the presentation. And, you know, sometimes you think proclamations are just kind of routine and yada, 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 yada. But they're important that we call attention to. And if we didn't do that, think how invisible some of these issues would be. And so it's always a pleasure to work with those that want a proclamation.
And it's always great from my perspective, mm-hmm. as kind of like an outsider, becoming an insider, to see how invested the community really is in mental illness and mental health initiatives.
It is. You know, we've worked on issues in the past, and we have solved them. And now we're putting a lot of our energy, a lot of our focus into trying to, and I don't know that we'll ever completely solve it, but trying to help people with mental illness and help them get through that period.
Talking here with Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse, also in studio, Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear. And tonight is the City Commission meeting at 7 p.m. And I think it's about time to get into a little bit of the general agenda. We'll touch on the consent agenda just a bit later. But coming up first on the docket, I guess we could call it, the Conventioner Visit and Visitors Bureau Third Quarter and Conference Center Expansion Presentation.
This is Nick, this is a couple of the – we have two general agenda items, and they're both discussion and update type items. The first one is that third quarter Convention Visitors Bureau report, but also the main thrust of that is going to be a discussion with the commission on the potential to expand the Manhattan Conference Center. That's a unique partnership that we have with HCW. It's a privately owned facility that's on the tax rolls. It's a different model than a lot of communities have where the city or county government or some consolidation of them owns their convention facilities and operates them. So the Manhattan Convention Center has been very successful since it opened in 2012. And so we're looking at ways to expand that by about 12 to 14,000 square feet, which we're estimating the cost of that expansion would be about $2.5 million. But it's also estimated that that expansion itself would generate another $3 million a year in benefit. And so since 2012, we've had a significant impact on the community. There's been we've attracted over 1,400 groups into the conference center. There's been about 168,000 attendees. So there's been over 100 high impact events on an annual basis, with an average visitor stay of 2.5 days. And so certainly down in that district, the conference center has been a huge amenity, and certainly the several other hotels that have been added to that area as well. And so we get really good positive feedback from folks that are holding events here and conferences. They like the ability to you're downtown, you're able to walk downtown from the conference center and just be part of that. There's not too many conference centers in the state that are like that. And so we think that's a good drawing card for us. So some of the demand is we have some groups that are kind of pushing their limit on growing and whether or not we'll still be able to accommodate them in the future. That's pushing some of that. And also being able to hold multiple groups there at the same time is really probably more of an issue for the expansion. And so as part of supporting that, there's a proposal to increase the transient guest tax by 0.5% to from 7%, which is about middle of the pack statewide at that rate. I think Overland Park's around 9% right now, and then there's several in that 6, several in the 8s, and several in the 7s where we are. And so there's more competition opening up statewide as well. And so refreshing that, the conference center and expanding it is something that we'd like to have a discussion about. The half-cent transient guest tax would generate about $130,000 annually, so a variety of sources which would should help meet the needs of that, as well as the HCW would also continue to participate in that cost, as well as paying the property taxes. It's interesting, with the hotel and conference center together in 2012 when they opened the property taxes there, they paid just under $315,000, and in 2017 they paid $505,000. So significant contribution
in
property
up.
Taxes in the community as well. So,
Mayor, are you kind of hoping that this might turn into Manhattan into a little bit of a convention destination?
Absolutely. I am invited to welcome different groups that come here, and they're always so enthusiastic about coming to Manhattan. Maybe they've never been here, or maybe they're voting to keep coming back here because they like it so much. And we have invested quite a bit over the years in our community and the Blue Earth Plaza area, that convention center. Think about the partnership with the mayor, Hilton, the HCW as the conference center, and the city with the parking garage. And that's a good partnership right there with Blue Earth Plaza as an activity area. I mean, there and the Flint Hills Discovery Center and the depot, and two blocks away is the our downtown with restaurant amenities and the mall. We have so much to offer them that they like coming back, and they've heard about it and want to come. So, you know, we've invested a lot over the years, and a lot of it has been sales tax or grant funding or however the city can actually fit the pieces of the puzzle together to make it happen. And it really matters that we are a destination for conferences. And I'm really interested in attracting those that are at the next level, like 200 more than we usually, you know, than the 400 or 500. Maybe we can go up to 700. There are conferences that we miss out on because we can't accommodate that many people and we don't have enough breakout space. So I'm enthusiastic about it.
Very good. And I think it's time to take our last break of the morning. We'll get into that next general agenda item and then the consent agenda. And then we'll tell you where to go to see this all in action tonight. Stay tuned for more in Focus on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning.